Chapter 4. Into the Heart of the Goat. The Savelli Dance and Martial Arts Studio stands around the corner from a Red Lobster, a TGI Fridays, a Burger King, and a Texaco Garage in the suburbs of Cleveland, Ohio. The sign on the door advertises lessons in ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, aerobatics, pointe, kickboxing, and self-defense. I had telephoned Guy Savelli a few weeks earlier. I told him who I was and asked if he might describe the work he had undertaken inside Goat Lab. Colonel Alexander had told me that Guy was a civilian. He was under no military contract. So it seemed possible that he might talk, but instead there was a very long silence. "Who are you?" he finally asked. I told him again. Then I heard a profoundly sad sigh. It was something more than, "Oh no, not a journalist." It sounded almost like a howl against the inescapable and unjust forces of destiny. "Have I called at a bad time?" I asked him. "No." "So, were you at Goat Lab?" I asked. "Yes," he sighed again. "And yes, I did drop a goat when I was there." "I don't suppose you still practice the technique?" I asked him. "Yes, I do," he said. Guy fell silent again, and then he said, and his voice sounded sorrowful and distressed, "Last week I killed my hamster." "Just by staring at it?" I asked. "Yes," confirmed Guy. Guy was a little more relaxed in the flesh, but not much. We met in the foyer of his dance studio. He is a grandfather now, but still jumpy and full of energy, moving around the room as if possessed. He was surrounded by some of his children and grandchildren, and half a dozen of his Kun Tao students stood anxiously around the edges of the studio. Something was up, this was clear, but I didn't know what. "So you did this to your hamster?" I asked Guy. "Huh?" he said. "Hamsters?" I said, suddenly unsure of myself. "Yes," he said. "They..." A look of bewilderment crossed his face. "When I do it," he said, "the hamsters die." "Really?" I asked.